Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. Have you ever wondered what could mean Stupa, Asta or FGV? Don't worry, in today's episode Lisa comes to the rescue and will try to explain us most common abbreviations and German words, which at the very beginning of our path with studies in Germany may seem like part of black magic. Hello, Lisa.
Hi, Julia. Thank you for having me. My name is Lisa. I am an international third semester student in Lufana. I'm studying International Business Administration and Entrepreneurship, and I am an FGV of our study program. I hope we can clear some things today in this episode.
Yes, that would be very helpful. Many of those I don't really know myself, to be honest. So I'm really happy you found some time to explain us those most common abbreviations. So you said you're an FGV, and I want to ask you, what does it actually mean? What do you do there? How do you guys operate? And what are your roles there?
So basically, FGV, I'm not going to try to say the German whole world what does it mean. But in English, it means the student representative. And basically, every year, when it's time for the elections in Lufana, you, as a part of your study program, you can choose your FGV. So I was chosen last summer, like May. No, May is still spring.
Yeah, so I remember voting for you.
Yeah, I was chosen last May. And since then, I do have a right of voting. But our main kind of goal is to be the representatives of our study program. So, for example, we are the direct communication between students and professors. So, for example, if you have problems with your professor or there were some incidents on the lectures that you would want to deal with, you come to us and we kind of deal with that. So, for example, if there are questions about the exam, 20 people don't write one professor the same question. They can ask it in the group chat. For example, we have eBay 2021, eBay 2022. That's where we are the admins and we are doing really a lot of work, especially with the first semesters, because if you remember yourself, when we just started studying, it was so many questions. Everything was overwhelming, especially with registering, with everything. And if you have any questions, we're the ones who answering on them. We're the ones who are providing the first help to the students when they face the first experiences in Lufana. And of course, one of our not like official, but also really important tasks is to build bonds between different semesters. So we do events for the whole generations of EBA students for fifth, third and first semesters to combine them. We had already with me in a role of it, already two events. And the last one was in November. It was the casino night. We put a lot of work into it. And it was like with, of course, no gambling. everything was without like official money. So it was really nice. We had some music. We had people from different semesters over. And it was really cool. So that's kind of what we do. Plus, this next thing that we also do is when our faculty, Fachschaft, it's student council, when we have our meetings and we need to decide on some questions, for example, on the budget, or we need to decide on our Erste Tage, the first semester's days, we need to vote for any changes which are happening without our student council. And the last thing that you kind of need to know is that FGVs, we are not the same thing as Fachschaft. In Fachschaft, we have a lot of structures. We have the executive board, we have departments, and we have active members who are members of departments. There are also student representatives of psychology, of digital media, of Studium Individuale, and they all relate to their faculties. And one of the departments where I am head of is the international department. That was the newest one until the season that we started in November. But that is something that is completely, completely, I would say, crazy for the German university to have, since I would say that there is a stereotype that the student council is only in German. And it was true at some point, but, you know, I'm a little bit like, I love changes, and I feel that everything in the world needs improvement. So when I came in last November or end of October it was two years ago.
Wow.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so when in 2021, I started my studying in Lufana, and I was really politically active in my university in Ukraine. I was the member of our student council and everything, so I knew what I want to do here in Germany. And when I came to our student council meeting, and it was all in German, actually, Julia, she inspired me really a lot, because at some point she just stood up and she was like, oh, so there will be no English, it's only in German.
And, oh my God, I remembered that.
Yeah, and I was like, okay, that is completely like a true thing to say, because we, like, the goal of the student council is to represent all the students, and we have international students as well, who also needs to be represented, because we have a lot of full-time international students who are studying here as much as the German students. So we started to think with the previous Vorstand, the executive board, how can we improve this, how can we help, and we established first the organizational team, which was something not really supported that much, which was something that wasn't working, because it was pretty complicated to set our main goals and to find a common ground. But in the end, we did. And since this November, we started operating pretty heavily, I would say. We got me as a head of the department and my colleague David. And now we have 9 members of 8 nationalities. Most of them are actually first semester students, which really warms my heart, because I feel that they have the opportunity. I feel like they have the opportunity which I didn't have back in the days, because I couldn't join any of the departments since I was not a German speaker.
Yeah, but it's so great to hear that the things are actually changing and evolving all the time. And what we actually experienced at the beginning of our studies is not really the case anymore, thanks to getting engaged and trying to actually change things. Yeah, so that's really inspiring to actually try to be active and getting involved.
I would say that you don't need to be afraid, because I met a lot of support on my way. I feel that people want improvements, but some of them are afraid of them. So you need to make them really softly. You need to make changes really without pressuring that much. But in the end, I would say that in a few years, the situation will be completely different in a much better way, I feel.
Yeah, that's really great to know. Okay, however, we still have a lot of mysteries here. There are so many words that I would like to get to know what's their meaning. And one of them is Asta. As a student in Germany, you hear that really, really often. And after some time, you kind of get to know what it means and what are they doing there. But what does it actually mean?
So ASTA, it's Allgemeinen Studentinnenausschuss.
Sounds very, very mysterious.
Yeah, same for me. In English, it means the General Students Committee. So basically, this is like the legal organization, I would say, because according to the Lower Saxony University Act, they are the ones who represent our cultural, social, and political interests within university. They do offer help a lot with studies, and they organize cultural events such as concerts, parties, cinema, theater performances. They deal with political issues, and they take care of important services that are related to our studies. So, for example, I'm not sure how it is in other Astas all around Germany, but in Lüneburg we have Konrad. It's the shop where you can repair your bike. We have also the office where you can borrow dishes, you can borrow a megaphone, speakers and lights for the event. Also, Asta organizes the semester ticket, basically. Asta organizes the Esti party, which is really known. For example, our year of beginning of studies, we had the silent party, which was the best party that year, I would say, for me.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, that was one of the best parties that I've been to in Lüneburg.
Yes, and there was another one last October, for the first time, a party that was conducted in the central building. So that was really crazy because there were really a lot of people. I believe there was something around 1,000 tickets sold. And then they started selling additional 300 tickets after some time. So yeah, that was really, really a lot just for one building. But anyway, it didn't feel crowdy or busy at all.
I feel like that's after the corona that everyone just really had this desire to go somewhere. But yeah, Asta also organizes the summer open air festival every year. They do concerts, jam sessions, campus tours, radio shows, and theater performances.
Wow, that's really a lot, and that sounds really cool. Thank you for telling us about it. Okay, so let's come to the next words that I would like to ask you about. And the next one that I'm thinking about is Stupa, if I am pronouncing it correctly.
Yeah, Stupa is the student parliament, which is the highest decision-making organ. Essentially, the work of Stupa consists of distributing the student budget, co-determining the university policy course, and passing ordinance, statutes, and guidelines throughout university. Stupa is elected every year, and there are 17 seats, basically.
Okay, that's great to know. Okay, let's go further then. BAföG, that sounds also quite mysterious, doesn't it? What is it?
BAföG, really, really, really huge word in German. I will not try to pronounce it. I feel like I'm going to fail. But it is the Federal Education and Training Assistance Act, which is basically the federal problem. Federal program. It's also a problem, I guess.
For many.
So BAföG is basically the state funding for students in Germany. So if you are a Ukrainian student or if you are a German student, you can apply for BAföG if, for example, your parents don't have enough of money to support you through your studies. You can go to BAföG, you can go to Studentenwerk, to the BAföG counseling. You can have your speaks person with whom you can discuss everything. You can fill the forms. You can read a lot about this online.
Yes, but let's don't forget there are very specific requirements to be able to actually get this kind of help. So there must be some really heavy research done if you're considering if you're eligible for that.
Okay, but when you were talking about BAföG, you mentioned that Studentenwerk can help you with that. So what Studentenwerk actually is then?
The Deutsche Studentenwerk or the German National Association for Student Affairs, DSV, is the voluntary organization, is a voluntary association of Germany's 57 Studentenwerke, student service organizations. These organizations fulfill public tasks in the provision of economic, social, health, and cultural support of students that are enrolled in German higher education institutions. So in Studentenwerk, for example, you can receive the Wohnungsberatung, which is the dormitory. So you can get a place there while waiting in the waiting list.
But you were also actually living at the dormitories provided by Studentenwerk.
Yes,
right?
I was living in the Esti Wohnheim, which is the freshman dormitory, which combines, I think, 90 students from which are like first semesters and is right on campus. Pretty great place to start.
Yes, it was just next to the Mensa Visa.
Yeah.
At that time, like
the main center of student life and activities.
Sure.
Yes, it was really comfortable. Yeah, so you can get there the counseling about your living situation. You can also get there psychological help. They are, I think, 3 or 4 psychologists, which are there to help you if you're struggling with any kind of problems, if you have problems with your studies, exams, pressure, relationships, friendships, family. You can come there, you can reach them out by their phone number or via email. And I think every student has some quantity of free counselings.
I think it's 5, right?
Yeah, I think so too. And then if you need further psychiatric help, they are helping you to find a psychotherapist and the clinic home or get further help.
Yes, that's so important that something like that actually is here at the campus.
Yeah.
Because actually student life is not as easy as it sounds. So many students are struggling financially or trying to have a balance between work and studies or just overall are stressed out by the exams or their social or love life. So it's so important and valuable that something that is here so close by. Yeah, so that's a really cool thing that those 5 sessions are provided to each student, no matter what country they're from, because yeah, the sessions can be either in German or
in English.
Yes,
really important. And also, the Studentenwerk is responsible for our Mensa, where you as a student can get meals for 270, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, now it's something. There is a program of 250 for like whole meal, but other options, like for example, the ones that are not vegan, they're around 3 euros, but it depends, of course, on the day and the meal. But it's like Mensa here at our campus, like I would say the most important place. And Studentenwerk is actually responsible for that. So it's really worth to know that, yeah, it's really comfortable and luxurious, I would say, to be able to, after your lecture, go and grab a warm, quite cheap meal.
Yeah, that's really making the life easier sometimes, for sure.
Yes. Okay, thank you so much once again for explaining us all of those mysteriously sounding words. And if there are any more, we will try to provide you with more information on those. And for today, that's all. Thank you once again, Lisa.
Thank you, Julia, and thank you everyone for listening. I hope we will make your visit or stay in Germany a little bit more explained right now.
Yes, and a little bit easier. And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leufana.de, Spotify and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.